We begin the current daf in Sefer Yivam is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, three lines up at the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, explaining the halacha from the previous Mishnah. That is, the Mishnah said, if a man was married to a minor and a deaf mute, who, as we're going to illustrate in this daf, both have deficient type of marriages, so then he has two, and he dies without any children. So now there's two Yivamis, one's a Ketana, one's a Chareshes. On that, the Mishnah said that the bia of one of them will not exempt the other one. Although generally, when a man dies without any children, he has more than one wife. So doing giv or chalitza with one will exempt the other. On that, the Mishnah said, and that's all the statement that the Mishnah said, was that the yibum of one will not exempt the other one. Now, so therefore, and as we're going to explain this, the concept is because that there, although if let's say they're both ketanos or both charashas, then one would exempt the other because they're the both same type of deficient, whether it be rabbinic or doubtful type of a marriage. But here, since they're different, we're not sure which one is the primary and which one is secondary, that which one should go ahead and that yibum exempt the other one. So the Gemara had asked the question, so what do you do? What do you do in the case of a ketana charasha, since one will not exempt the other one? Now, the reason for this question is, generally you'd say, okay, you can't do yibum with both, so do chalitza to both. But you can't, because a chareshes, as we had explained in the previous stuff, is not a bas chalitza. You can't do chalitza to chareshes to say they're both going to be exempt with chalitza. Now, if you say you'll do yibum to the chareshes, and then a katana, although you cannot do chalitza when she's a katana, but when she becomes a gedayla, the problem with that is because then ultimately the chareshes who he had done yibum with will now be pasul to him, because the subsequent chalitza of the katana will make it shuv lo yivna. Once you started destroying that bayit, you can't build it. And the reason is because although generally once you do yibum, a later chalitza will not reject it, but by the bia of the chareshes, it doesn't totally reject the zika to say that nothing afterwards will take effect, because as the Gemara will shortly explain, and this is what we'll see from the inference of how Rav resolves this, is that Chareshes is only part of Kenyan. So the Ketana could still take effect, and if she takes effect, so Har Chalitza is rejecting the bias, so therefore the Yibum of the Chareshes will not work out. So the question is, what do you do? So that we quoted, as we concluded the previous stuff, that Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, so what you have to do is, so he does Yibum to the Chareshes, but then right away he goes and he divorces her with a get. And the reason is because he's not going to be able to hold on to her marriage anyway, because when the Ketana, who by doing something with the Chareshes didn't help for the Ketana, because the bia of one does not exempt the other one, so he's going to have to do something with the Ketana. Obviously he can't do Yibum once he did Yibum with the other one, so he's going to do Chalitza when she becomes a Gedayla. So then that Chalitza of the Ketana, then which then became a Gedayla, is going to be puzzling, will invalidate the Yibum he did with the Chareshes. So what he does is he first does Yibum with her, the Chareshes, then he has to anyways divorce her, so he divorces her with her get, and then he waits for the Ketan until she becomes a Gedayla, and then he does Chalitza Tar. And that's how he removes both of these two types over the Yivamas, both of the Ketan and the Chareshes. Chareshes by doing Yibum and then right away divorcing her with a get, and then the Ketan when she becomes a Gedayla by doing Chalitza. Now that's where we begin the current daf. That Amrav Chizda, so he says, Shema Mino, what we can infer from this halacha that he himself said over in the name of Rav. So what do we do in this case of when a man was married to Ketana Chareshes to go ahead and resolve the Zika bond that he has with both of them, that you do, again, Yibum with the Chareshes and then give her a get. And then when the Ketana becomes a Gedali, give her Chalitza. That obviously Ksava Rav, the Rav holds, Chareshes Kenuya Umashiyaris must be that, again, as we explained, that both of their marriages, when a deaf mute gets married to a man, which is this one who just died without any children, or Ketana, they're deficient, they're not complete biblical type of marriages. Now, but they're different qualitative, and that is the characteristic of a Chareshes, is that she is acquired as a wife, but there's remnants, it's not a complete marriage. Ketana is a different type. That Ketana, there's a suffix, there's a doubt, if it's totally acquired, not that there's a mishiyaris, there's no remnants left over, it's complete acquisition, but there's also a doubt that v'eini kenuya, that she's not at all married to the husband. As Rashi explains and he clarifies, he says that you cannot say that both Ketana and Chareshes share the same characteristic in their deficiencies. For example, you can't say that they're both acquired but that they leave over in their acquisition. In other words, it's like a 75% acquisition in her. Because from our Mishnah, we obviously see that they're not the same. because our Mishnah said that the Yibum of one will not exempt the Yibum of the other one. If they're both the same, that they're Kinyan but Meshuyer, so then just like we said by two Ketanas or two Charashas, that the Yibum of one will exempt the other one. So you should say the same thing by Ketan and Charashas. Obviously, we don't say that. And similarly, we don't say that both of them are Safik, whether they're a Kinyan or not, from the coming Mishnah on this daf, where the Mishnah says that if a Yavam went and did Biyah with the Ketanah, then he went and did Biyah with the Chareshes, so then that subsequent Biyah with the Chareshes invalidates that of the Ketanah, or the other way around. If the Yavam went and did Yibim with the Chareshes, and then he went and then Yibim with the Ketanah, so that will invalidate the Yibim that he originally did with the Chareshes. Now, if both of them are Suffolk, if there's a Kinyan at all or not, so then, either way you look at it, it should not, the subsequent Yibim of the other one should not invalidate the Biyah of the first one, because if you say that they're both Kanuyas, in other words, that they're both full-fledged marriages, not that there's leftover. Meaning that we said that they're obviously not both the same. We said it cannot be that there's remnants because then one should exempt the other one. And if there's a suffix, if either one is a Kenyan or not, so then the second one, if let's say they're both Kenyan, that they're full-fledged wives, so then the second one will not invalidate the first one because we know that once you do Yim to one, so that's a full-fledged Kenyan, the second one won't do anything. And if you say that both of them are not Kenyan, in other words, they were never really married to the first husband who died without any children, well, then they're not co-wives, so there's no problem about doing Yim with one and then to the other one. So obviously, and this is the basic presumption that we're making in this sugya, as we see from Mishnayos, that one of these women, we just don't know which is which necessarily, has a Kenyan but Mishuyeris, it's remnants, only like 50% of Kenyan or 75% of Kenyan. The other one is not half-half, it's just a doubt. Is it completely a Kenyan or not at all a Kenyan? Now, what Rav Chizkiya is inferring, but from what Rav we see, is that it's the Chareshes, the woman that's a deaf-mute, that has a partial Kenyan, and the Ketana, the minor, is the one that has a doubtful full or no Kenyan. And that's why he says that what you do is you do Yibim to the Chareshes, and then you give her a get. And the reason is because maybe the subsequent Ketana will be considered the one who he's going to be doing a later chalitza with, really the Ketana, the minor that was married to the first husband, was full-fledged married, which is better and stronger than the Zika bond of the Chareshes. So hence the subsequent chalitza that he's going to be doing with the Ketana years later when she becomes an adult will thus be passing and validating the Yibim he did with the Chareshes, because the Chareshes didn't have a full Kenyan. Now, Ketana would not sure, but if there is that the Ketana was a full Kenyan, 100% is more than the 50% type of a Kenyan, so that Chalitza can still go ahead and invalidate, because it's stronger, it's more of a Zika, more of a marriage, than just like this partial marriage that Chareshes has, and therefore he says, you're going to have to go ahead and give a get to the Chareshes, and because even though you're doing Yibim now, but the later Chalitza of the Ketana will go ahead and invalidate the previous Yibim that he did with the Chareshes. Now, as the Gemara, as Rav Chizkiya elaborates, these sogadai to chareshes kanuya v'ne kanuya, because if you would entertain the other way around, as we explained in Rashi, that can't be they're both the same, kanuya umishayaris or suffik kana or suffik laikana. So they're both different. But what he's inferring from Rav is it must be that, again, the chareshes is the kanuya mishayaris and the ketana is the suffik. Because if you say the other way around, that a chareshes is kanuya v'ne kanuya, that we're not sure is it full-fledged Kenyan or not at all, and that ketana kanuya mishayaris, and the minor is a partial Kenyan, but some of it is left over, it's not a full-fledged acquisition. But then, chareshes amai kainas umitzim again. Why does Rav say for the resolution of the halacha of the Mishnah, when the one who died without children was married to chareshes ketana, that he does yibim to the chareshes, and then he divorces her with a get? Now we continue on top of kofi and alfam and alf. Why? The Chareshes should be allowed to stay married to the Yavam either way you look at it. And that is, if she was full-fledged acquired by her previous husband, well then, ha-kanuyihi. So then she was full-fledged acquired, and then there's no more Zika here with the Ketana, because you went and took here on the Yibam level with a full-fledged wife. And once you do that, all the other wives are irrelevant. They're all exempt because of the Yibam that he did with one of the co-wives. And if you go on the other side of the coin, that she wasn't acquired at all, it wasn't a marriage, that's what it always is, this kanuya v'ne kanuya, it's whether it's a full-fledged marriage or never at all married, well then, so she's like a totally unrelated woman, and therefore the chalitza, the ketana, at a later point in time, won't do anything to her, Yes, it will take care of the halacha of the brother who died on their children that you have to do with one of his wives, Yimur Chalitza. And you do the Chalitza with the Ketana at a later point in time. But regarding her, that's no problem. She could stay married to the Yavam because she wasn't ever even married to his brother. So therefore you see obviously that the Chareshes is not Knuy Bein Knuya, it must be Knuyu Mushiyars. Now, Mechitim, if you're going to say that, no, it's not a proof, that Ketana, Amai Tamtin, Acha Tagdal V'Techleitz, so what are you going to ask? You're going to say, based on the way we just explained it, there's a question. Why do you say that the minor, as Rav had explained, as Rav Chizda said in his name, that so the Chareshes, you do Yibum, and you give a get, and then the minor, you have to wait up until she becomes a Gedoyla, and then he does Chalitza with her. Now, the question is, you'd say, why? Why do you have to say it that way? Instead of doing Yibum with the Chareshes, and then giving her a get, and then having Chalitza with the Ketana at a later point in time, go ahead and do Yibum with the Ketana right away. And then you'll say the same thing. If the minor is a full-fledged Kenyan, well then she's a Kenyan. Meaning, in other words, you're saying, this is what Rav Chizda is saying, that we could ask him what he's saying. So what am I proving? You can't say Chareshes is Kenuyah v'ene Kenuyah, because then go ahead and stay married in Mamshach. Well then, based on what I am saying, that a Ketana is Kenuyah v'ene Kenuyah, well then you have the same question. Do it with the Ketana, and then she should be able to stay in Mamshach. Because if she's acquired, so Kenuyah. Ilav Kenuyah, if the minor is not married, well, to the first husband, well then, Nuchrei Sabalmi, says she's like a totally unrelated woman, and she could stay with the Yavam, either way you look at it. But on that, Rav Chizda says you can't say that. Because Imkain, if that's the approach we would take to resolve this case, with the man who died when the children married to Chareshes and Ketana, well then Chareshes b'may teipuk. How would you go ahead and ever resolve his wife, this Almana that's a deaf mute, because you can't go ahead now and do Yibim to her, obviously, because you already did Yibim with the Ketana. And you can't do two Yibims of two co-wives. But moreover, you can't do Chalitza to her, because Chareshes is lav bar chalitzahi. And so what would you do that? And we said that the Yibim of one cannot exempt the other one, because there are different types of deficient types of marriages. Now, and the whole purpose of Rav was to resolve, what do you do with both of them? So therefore, obviously, that wouldn't be an approach to go ahead and do Yibim with the Ketana. And that's why Rav resolved it in the way of saying that you do Yibim to the Chareshes, give her a get, and then you go ahead and you wait till the Ketana becomes an adult, and then you do Chalitza. But one thing Rav Chizda infers from Rav's resolution is that the Ketana is a Safek Knuyah v'ene Knuyah, and the Chareshes a Knuyah Mishiyaris. Now, Rashi says that there seems to be a question from the coming Mishnah that we're going to learn this daf, where we learned that regarding the same case that we're talking about, if the Yavam is born the Ketana, and then he's born the Chareshes, then he invalidates the Ketana. Well, the question is, why would that invalidate the Ketana who he married first? He should go ahead and divorce the Chareshes with a get. And as we just explained, the Ketana should be able to stay with him a man of Shach, because if she's a full Kenyan, so then the later thing that he did with Chareshes shouldn't affect. And if she wasn't at all married to the first husband, so then she could stay anyway. On that, the Gemara will teach us that's actually a gezeira, because we're concerned that if it does it the other way around, where they might come to do B with the Chareshes first, and then might come to stay, so therefore we made the same gezeira when you do the Ketana first. But yes, as we're explaining now, the truth being told, a Ketana that's being done first, either way, Maman of Shekhi could stay with her, because if she's a full Kenyan, and so then you exempted everyone else, and she's a full-fledged Yavama, and if she's no Kenyan, so then she's just like an unrelated woman, so of course he could be married to her. So again, that's Rav Chizda's inference from Rav's resolution of the case of Amishnah in defining the characteristics of these deficient types of marriages of a Chareshes and a Ketana and how they differ. So I'm Rav Sheshes, Sehachanam Mistabra, actually makes sense. Could the commentary to Rav Chizda leave with the Rav? The way Rav Chizda explained Rav, that Chareshes is a partial Kenyan and the Ketana is because it's a doubt if it's a Kenyan or not, it makes sense to Tan Lagluna Brisa, which seems to illustrate these two characteristics. Brisa says, Shnei Achim, we have two brothers, Nisun Shnei Achayis Yisaymis, that are married to two sisters that were orphans. Now, one is a Ketana, and one is a Chareshes, is a deaf mute. Now, Meis Bailashal Ketana, if there are again two brothers and two sisters, and each one is married to the other sister, one's a Ketana, one's a minor, one's a deaf mute. Now, if the husband that was married to the minor dies, so that the Brisa says, so Chareshes Yaitza Beget. So the one who's married to the deaf mute has to divorce her with a get. And the reason is because the Zika bond of her sister, the Ketana, makes her forbidden to her husband. And the reason is, and this is what Rav Shesh is trying to prove, like Rav Chisda just explained, a Chareshes, his wife, is only a Kenyan Mushiyaris. It's only a partial Kenyan. Now, by the minor, who is now a Yavama that skooked him, might have been to her husband a full-fledged Kenyan, which makes the Chareshes an Achayis Zikuka, because she's not Achayis Ishte to remove the Ketana from Zika, because it's only a partial Kenyan, which allows the Zika of the Ketana to take effect, which thus makes him have to divorce his wife, the Chareshes, with a get. But for Ketana, Tamna Shatag de Bataklis, the minor, you can't go ahead and do Yimtar, because ultimately there was some partial marriage to her sister, so it's Achayis Ishte or Achayis Gerushasai, but you can't totally exempt her, because it's not a full-fledged Achayis Ishte, so you wait until she becomes an adult, and then you do Chalitza. Then the Braisa continues, if the other way around, if Meiz Baila Shel Chareshes, if the husband that was married to the deaf mute dies, therefore the deaf mute now falls for Yibim to the one that's married to the minor, so Ketana Yetzel Beget, so the minor, the one who's married to the minor, has to divorce the minor wife with a get, and the reason is because the Zika of the Chareshes forbids her sister, the minor, to her husband, because maybe the minor's not married at all to her husband. And although she's been living with him, it's like she's just being seduced. And the reason, as we explained, because a Ketana is always Safek Kana, Safek Laikana. Now, but a Chareshes, although it's a partial Kenyan, but there is somewhat of a Kenyan, thus making this man's wife into Achayis Zikuka, because maybe she's not really his wife. And it's not his wife, so Achayis Zikuka, so he can't stay married to her. So he has to divorce her with a get. The Chareshes Asur La'ilam, but the deaf mute is forbidden forever. The reason is because you can't do Yibim, because maybe the marriage that he had with the sister, the minor, was a full-fledged Kenyan, thus making the Chareshes, that's the Yavama now, Achayis Gerusha, which is not zakkut him. Now, as Rashi explains, and even if the minor will subsequently die, and then there won't be any Isser Achayis Isha, but there'll still be an Isser Eishes Ach. And the reason is, since at the time of Nefila, she was exempt, because he was married, possibly, to her sister, So then she's forbidden forever to do Yibim because of Eishes Ach, forget about Achayis Isha. So you can't do Yibim, and neither can you do Chalitza, because as we explained in the previous stuff, a Chareshes is not a Bas Chalitza. You can't do Chalitza, it's a Chareshes. So therefore, the Chareshes is a Surah Li'alam. Now, however, the Braisa does say that Ve'im, if the Yavam goes ahead and violates this Isser, and he's Baal HaChareshes, he goes and he does do Yibim with the deaf mute after that he divorced his wife, the minor, so then Noisin lo get vohutra. So then he can give her a get, and then she'll be permitted to marry other people, mamanavshuch. She won't be stuck as she was before this person violated and did the yibim. And the reason is because if this his previous marriage to the minor sister was a Kenyan, well, then essentially she was allowed to marry anyone else anyway, this Chareshes, because she was a Chayis Isha, and therefore she was not Zaka at all to the Yavim. And this that he now did yibim to her was just like an act of znus, but she's permitted to marry someone else. Now, if his marriage to the Ketana was not a Kenyan, well, then he did a proper Yibim now. And now that he divorced her, she can go ahead and marry other people. That's what it says in the Braisa. Now, Rav Sheshes concludes his proof from this Braisa to Rav Chisda. If you say like Rav Chisda posited from Rav that a marriage of a Chareshes of a Dev Mute is a partial Kenyan, and the Ketana Kenuya Bein Kenuya, and by a minor, it's maybe yes, fully, or maybe not at all. Well, Mishum Hachi, so that makes sense when the Braisa says, the Chibal HaChareshes, that if he subsequently, prohibitively, but he did went, and he did be with the Chareshes after he divorced his wife, the minor, makes sense that Nisan Laget Vahutra, that he can give her a get now, and now she's permitted to marry other people, because the Amrit Mamanav Shukhi will say, look, either way, she's permitted to marry other people now, because Iketan the Knuyihi, if his wife, the Yavam's original wife, the minor, was married to him, well, then Hanafka Mishum Achaisisha, she was permitted to other people, because she didn't have a Zika at all to the Yavam, because she was his wife's sister. Now, Ilav Kenuya, and if his original wife, the minor, was not his wife, well, Shapim Meyavim, so then he did an appropriate Yibim, and now he's divorcing her with a get, which a Yavim could do, and thus she's permitted to other people. But if you would say the other way around, that it's the deaf mute who's maybe fully married, maybe not at all married to her husband that just died without any children, and Ketana Kenuya Mishayeres, but the minor was a partial type of a Kenyan, well then, how do you understand the Braisa? Kibal Chareshes, when he subsequently prohibitively goes and does Yibum with the Chareshes. Amai noisin get v'hutra, why does the Brisa say that if he gives her the get now, she's going to be permitted to marry other people? But you could say that maybe the Chareshes was fully married to the brother that just, that the husband that just died without any children, and therefore that's a full-fledged Zika to the Yavam. Now, the Ketana cannot go ahead and reject her as a Chais Isha, because as we just explained, she, if we're going to entertain Nalik Rav Chizah, she's a Kenuyah Mishayera, she's only a partial Kenyan. Now, what comes out is that Havila Bia Pesula, it comes out that the Bia that he subsequently did with the Chareshes is what's called a Bia Pesula, an invalid type of a Bia. And the reason is because ultimately the Chareshes is a partial Achis Isha. It's enough for Zika to take effect because the marriage that he has with his minor wife, this Yavam, is only partial. It's a Kinyan Mishayeris, again, the way we're entertaining now. So it makes her achis, it makes the Chareshes achis isha, but only partial achis isha. But enough to make the Bia Pesula, because you can't really do Yibam, because at least there's some type of like a rabbinic achis isha here, not allowing you to do Yibam. So even if he ultimately does Yibam with the Chareshes, it's a Bia Pesula, or Bia Pesula Loi Patra, an invalid type of Bia does not exempt the woman from Yibam, and hence he would still need a get for the Bia that he's doing with the Chareshes. But moreover, he would still need to do a Chalitza for the Zika, because, again, the Bia Pesula does not exempt the Zika totally. Now, the problem with that is that a Chareshes, as we explained, is Lav Bas Chalitza. If she's not a Bas Chalitza, so then what's this whole thing going to help by saying that now he could just give her a get and be mata her? You still need Chalitza, because the Bia Pesula doesn't help. And the Chareshes Lav Bas Chalitza, so obviously the Brais is clearly like Rav Chizda, and the sense is that a Chareshes is a Kinyan Mishayeris, and the Ketana is Kenuya Ve'ena Kenuya, and that's why it works, because Meman of Shuk is going to be okay, but if you say the other way, it wouldn't help. So nothing more actually rejects the Rai of Rav Sheshes. Not true. Hamani, who's the Tana of this Braisa? And therefore we could even entertain not like Rav Chizda, and that it's the other way around, because the Braisa is going like Rav Nechemi. It's Rav Nechemi who is mentioned in the Mishnah on the Avnun of a Beis. The Amar that he says, Bia Pesula Pateras Mechalitza, he says, an invalid type of a Bia, meaning that really you shouldn't be doing this, like when there's a rabbinic type of an Erva, it will exempt from Chalitza, and therefore here also it's not going to be problematic, because ultimately if he violates and he does this Bia Pesula, it will exempt. Now nothing more says you can't say that, because Irem Nechemi Eim Sefer, if you think this Braisa Irem Nechemi, look at the end of the Braisa. The Braisa says, Misha Hayinosu Yishtei Yisaymas. If someone was married to two orphans, now the reason for this is, as Rashi explains, because we want to say that the case of the Ketana, which a Ketana Yisayma is obviously only the problem of Ketana is always when it wasn't the father that's alive to marry her off, because then it's a biblical type of marriage, full-fledged. We're talking about that it was a minor that was an orphan. So you have a Ketana v'chareshes, a man married two women, one was a minor and one was a deaf-mute, umeis, and then he dies without any children. So the Braisa says, Ba Yav Mal Ketana, if the Yavim goes and does Bia with the minor, V'chazu Val Chareshes, and then he subsequently does Bia with the other co-wife, with the Chareshes, Oy Or Shaba Ochav Al Chareshes, or if his brother goes and does Yibim with the Chareshes. So Nesur Shtein Olav, so both of them, even the original Ketana that he had done Yibim with first, both of them become prohibited to him. Now Rashi clarifies actually that although Medina, the Ketana actually should not be forbidden to him because of the later Bia that it does with the Chareshes, because Meman of Shach, either way you look at it. Because, as we explained, if the Ketana is a Kenyan, so then there's nothing after her Bia because she was a full-fledged wife and this is a full-fledged Yibam. And if she's not a Kenuya, so then she's just a Nachres Bama, she's an unrelated woman, she was never married to his brother. And so on that Rashi says that even so, the Brais is saying that she's going to be forbidden, as the Gemara will later explain with the coming Mishnah, because of a Gezerah. Because maybe then you're going to do the opposite. And first you'll have done Bia with the Chareshes, and then subsequent Bia with the Ketana later actually will invalidate the Chareshes, because maybe the Ketana, who's the second one, is totally a Kenyan, whereas the first one of the Chareshes was only a partial Kenyan, and then you'll still say the same thing, oh, that the first one that you did Bia with, you could stay with, which in this case will be a Chareshes, which will be problematic. So therefore, it's also, we make the Gzera in the case of when the Ketana is the first one, and the Chareshes is the same one. But be that as it may, the Braisa continues. So the halacha is that both of them are going to be forbidden to him. So Ketzah Takanasin, so what do you do? In other words, he went and did Bia with both of them, but now he can't stay married to either one of them. So the Braisa says, Chareshes Yetzes Beget. So the Chareshes, he divorced her with a get, and then she permitted to others Mimon of Shach, because if the first one that he did Biyah with, the Ketana, was a Kenyan, so then either way the Chareshes was already exempt with the original Biyah of the Ketana. And if the Ketana was not Kenuya, so okay, so now the Yibim that he did with the subsequent Yibim with the Chareshes was a good Yibim, and now he's divorcing her with a get, which he could do. But for Ketana, Tamtan Asher Tagdav Taklit, but the minor, you have to wait till she becomes an adult and you do Chalitza with her, because, again, as we're saying, that they're both Aser, and you still have to go ahead and take care of the Zika, but you can't do it to Ketana when she's a minor, so you have to wait till she becomes an adult. Now, that's how the Gemara concludes. Now, from this Brisa, how you see that it's from the Sefer, it's obviously not like Reb Nechemiah, and rather it is like Reb Sheshes tried proving from the Reisha to Rav Chizda's interpretation of Rav. And that is as follows, because Iyamrit Bishleima, if you say that regarding the case of the Reisha, where we had that two brothers are married to two sisters, and that one's married to Chareshes and one's married to Ketana, where we said that if the one that was married to the Chareshes died without any children, and she falls for Yibim to the one that's married to the Ketana, so he has to divorce his wife to Ketana, but the Chareshes should forbid him forever. But he said that if he violates that and he goes and he does Yibim with her, after that he divorces his wife to Ketana, so then he gives her a get, and she's permitted to go ahead and marry other people. That would make sense if we're saying like Rav Chizda, that because Chareshes Kenuyu Umishiyaris, the Chareshes is a partial Kenyan, but Ketana, Ketana is Kenuyu Ve'ena Kenuyu, but by the minor, she's maybe an acquisition or maybe not. And then, as we said, Mimon of Shach, after the get that he's doing with the Chareshes, she'll be exempt to be able to marry other people, either because she's a Chais Isha of the Ketana who was a full-fledged married, or because the Ketana actually was not married to him, and therefore the Yibim that he's doing with the Chareshes was permitted, because again, her sister was never married to his to her Yavam, and therefore it was a full-fledged Yibim, and therefore he's divorcing her with a get. Now, however, if we would say the opposite, that a Ketana is a partial Kenyan, and the Chareshes is Suffolk, yes Kenyan, Suffolk not Kenyan, well then it wouldn't help to exempt the Chareshes with a get, because maybe she is a Kenyan, and she's not being removed because of a Chais Isha, because the Kenyan of her sister, the Ketana, was a Kenyan, but a partial Kenyan. But moreover, the Bia will not be able to exempt her, because that's, as we explained before, is a Bia Pesula, because it is a partial Achis Ishtai. Now, again, so if we were to say, as we said, we wanted to prove to Rav Chizda from this Brisa, so we'd be able to say that it's the Mishnah is like Rabbani, and Mishum Hachi, and therefore we learn in the Seifa, when they're unrelated women, so by the case of the minor, Tamtan Asher Tagdal V'Tachlit, so you have to wait until she becomes an adult, and then you do Chalitza with her. And then, Mimon of Shach, although Mimon of Shach, the Bia that he originally did with the Ketana, who was the first one, again, this is the case of the Sefer, where there are two unrelated women that's married to the same man, and there's a Ketana and the Chareshes that are co-wives, and he did first Bia with the Ketana, and then he did Bia with the Chareshes, so he said, okay, now that's a problematic, so you have to go ahead and now get rid of both of them. So he said that with the Ketana, you have to wait till she becomes an adult, and then you do Chalitza. Now, what we would be saying is that although, as we said before, that really Mimon of Shach, the Bia of the Ketana was permitted, and the get that you would give her would be a full-fledged get, however, as we said, that's because of Gzeira, the Dilma Kadma Bol Chareshes Bereisha, because maybe you might come to do the other way around before. You might do, in other words, when you have, again, these two co-wives, instead of doing with one, you did with both. So although really when you do it first with the Ketana, that should be okay, because either way, full-fledged Kenyan, so go ahead and, again, as we're explaining, if we're going like the Reisha, like the Rabbanan, which is, as we explained before, which is based like Rav Chizda's interpretation, so then the Sefer would make sense, where again, although Ketana, if he did it first with her, really she should be able to stay, because if it's a Kenyan or not a Kenyan, either way, she's okay. But however, there's a problem, because then you might come when you do the other way around. When you first do Yibim with Baal Chareshes and then Baal Ketana, where then you'll still say that, oh, okay, so then you could divorce both of them with a get. But however, in that case, when the Ketana is the last one, it's not going to be enough to do with a get, because maybe the Ketana is a full-fledged Kenyan. And therefore, the Bia that he had done with the Chareshes, which is leaves over somewhat of the Kenyan, will not be able to be exempt. And therefore, that later Bia will be the Havilei Bia de Ketana, Bia Psul, will make the Bia that he's doing with the Ketana, as a bia psula because it's not a valid bia. In other words, there's room for it to take effect, but the bia of the chareshes, which was first, will go ahead and make a bia psula, which will make a problem of an isser shnei batim, so you can't go ahead and just give a get. In other words, by the case of the ketana and the chareshes, it makes sense to give both of them a get, because the ketana is a full-fledged yibum or not at all, and so therefore the chareshes anyway, whatever you're doing with her, is okay to exempt her. And regarding the chareshes, let's say the ketana was not a kinyan, so it's a good yibum, and then therefore you go ahead and you do just need a get. But the problem is if it would be the other way around, when the chareshes is first, well, that it's a partial kinyan, and then you were born the ketana second, well, that you can't just go ahead and divorce with a get, because the yes, you can go ahead maybe and give a get to the chareshes for her first bia, but the ketana is going to be a bia psula. And a bia psula is not something that will exempt the zika, so you can't go ahead and just give a get with that. Now, so that makes sense if you say like Drabanan, again, the way Rav Chizkiya had interpreted. Eliyamet, Rav Nechemia, but if you want to say that the Brice is going like Rav Nechemia, in other words, if you want to say the other way around, that it's the Ketana that has this partial Kinyan, and it's the Chareshes that it's a doubt if it's a Kinyan or not. Now, and therefore, as you wanted to interpret the Reisha, not like Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a Raya to Rav Chizkiya, regarding the case of the sisters, that if he subsequently did have bia with the chareshes, so the Braisa says you just give a get and then she's permitted, where obviously you want to infer that the bia psula, because you're saying it's not like Rav Chizkiya, will exempt, like Rav Nechemia, but it's problematic, the seifa of the Braisa. Because the seifa is talking about when there are two unrelated women married to the same brother that died without any children. Now the problem would be, why would the ketana need chalitza when she becomes a gedayla? In other words, we obviously understand that you can't stay married to her, because maybe the chareshes that came later, the way you're trying to interpret, nalak Rav Chizkiya, was a full-fledged kinyan, and therefore that will invalidate the ketana who he had first done this bia with, who she's only kanuya mishiyeres. But it should be enough with a get, any way you look at it, because the bia itself that he did first with the ketana was a bia kashera. Now, even if you're going to say that it's a bia psula, because there was two zikas at the same time with the two co-wives with the chareshes, where you could say that the chareshes was a kinuya lagamri, and the ketana is only a kinuya mishriyeres, and that's a much smaller zika than that of the chareshes. So, in the chanami, even if you're going to say that it's a bia psula, but Ha'amar, but Rav Nechemia says, Bi Basula Patra, Bi Basula could exempt. So what's the problem? What is your problem when you're saying that, so you did be with both the Ketana and the Chareshes? That's a problem. Because although really the Ketana first is not a problem when the Chareshes is second, but you might have when the Chareshes is first and then Ketana second, and then the Bi you're doing with the Ketana is a Bi Basula, or even that would be the way we interpret according to Rabbanan. But even the way you're trying to say that it's like a Nechemia, actually the other way around, the way actually the Brice is saying would make sense on some level, that the Ketana was this doubtful one, was this remnant one, and the Chareshes was the doubtful one. Now, yes, you have to go ahead and divorce them, but why would you have to say that you have to wait for the Ketana until she becomes an adult to do Chalitza? Either way, it should be enough that the Ketana was first to just give her a get. And the reason is because even if you're going to say that a bia he did with her is a bia besula, because there was two zikas in front of you, the chareshes was much stronger, and therefore the bia you're doing with the ketana is not going to exempt the chareshes, thus making her bia besula, doesn't make a difference, because you're saying it's like a nechemia, and nechemia holds bia besula as patra. So therefore the Gemara proves that it must be that the Braisa is not going like Rav Nechemia, and if it's not going like Rav Nechemia, it is like Rav Sheshes had posited from the Reisha, that thus you see a Raya, that is, since like Drabanan, must be like the way Rav Chizkiya had said in the name of Rav, that again, that it's the Chareshes that's a Kinyan Meshuyer, and the Ketana that's Safek Kinyan, Safek Inikin. Now the Gemara says even more, Omer Mavashi, says, Mereisha Nami, says, actually, you don't have to go to the safe of the Braisa to prove this. Even from the Reish of the Braisa, you could prove by the case of the sisters that Shemamina Drabanan. Even from there, you could prove that the Braisa is going like Drabanan and not like Rav Nechemia. Because we learned in the Braisa, when the husband of the Chareshes dies, so he said that in Baal HaChareshes, that if he went and was born, if the Yavim was born the Chareshes, so as we said before, Nisan Laget Vahutra, so then, again, although you shouldn't, but you go ahead and you give the get and she permitted. Now, however, Veloikertani, the Braisa did not say the same thing by the other case. When the husband of the Ketana dies without any children, where we learned that by the Ketana, okay, so you have to wait till she becomes a Gedayla and do Chalitza, it doesn't say in Baal HaKetana that, oh, if he violated and he was born a Ketana, no, he's not get Vahutra, so then, okay, so he gives her get and she's permitted. Obviously, it's going like Drabbanan. And that's why, because it wouldn't work over there to say, okay, you violated, you ended Bia, okay, you could just remove it with a get, because that would be a Bia Pesula. Because, as we're explaining, Chareshes is a partial kinyan, and that makes the Yevama, the Ketana, forbidden, because, at least on some level, an Achayis Isha. Now, however, that doesn't totally exempt her from Yibim, as we said, because maybe the Ketana is a full-fledged kinyan, and the kinyan of the Chareshes that he's married to is only a partial kinyan, so therefore it doesn't totally reject her. But one thing we see from the fact that the Braisa doesn't say in Baal HaKetana that there you also could say the same thing, Nois L'Geva Hotra. Obviously, since it's a Bia Pesula, that's why I can't say that, and therefore proves in from the Reish itself that we're going like Drabban and Nalak Rem Nechamir. So the Gemara answers no. Imishim Holoi Arya. If that's the proof, like Rav Asher is trying to say from the Reish, that wouldn't prove that it's going like Drabban, because it could still be like Rem Nechamir. And the reason is because Chareshes de Lesla Tekanta de Hetera by Chareshes, where she has no permitted way out of this situation. Where the Braisa said the Chareshes is a Sur Liyadim, she's forbidden forever, there's nothing to do about her. So Katani Tekanta de Sur, so the Braisa did mention a prohibited way out when the person violates and does it, so we say, okay, then she'll have a way out. But Kitana de Isla Tekanta de Hetera, a minor which has a permitted way out, as we said, just wait till she becomes an adult and do Chalitza, so Laitani Tekanta de Sur, but the Braisa didn't mention this way out of when you do an Isser, and then you will ba'al ba'issa, and then, okay, you could remove it with a get. And therefore, it's possible, if you were just coming from the Reisha, that it would be like Drem Nechemya. And the truth is that it would work even by Ketana, because the Bia Besula is Paiteras. The reason is the Bryce didn't feel that was necessary to mention, because there is a Tekanta de Tera, and therefore there's no right from the Reisha. But again, the Gemara did say, as Rav Sheshes had proved from this case of the Reisha, because the proof in the Sefer that it's not like Drem Nechemya. And that, again, concludes this discussion, the way Rav Chisda had interpreted Rav's resolution of the Mishnah of when a man was married to a Ketana and a Chareshes, that what do we do? So Rav had said that you do Yibim to the Chareshes, then you divorce her, and then when the Ketana becomes an adult, then you do Chalitz, again, proving this point that the Chareshes is a partial Kenyan, and the Ketana is a Suffolk full Kenyan, or no Kenyan at all. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of Yibum regarding minors, and more of it's similar in its format to the previous Mishnah regarding these two different women, the Chareshes and the Ketana. So the Mishnah begins, Misha hayonasa l'shtei yisoymis ketana someis. Someone that was married to two minor orphans, again, which is a rabbinic type of a marriage, which as we qualified before, it's a doubtful kinyan, a total kinyan, or no kinyan at all. That's the halachic definition for the rabbinic marriage of a ketana. So he's married to these two minors and he dies without any children. Now, so the Yavim comes and does Yibim with the first one. Then he goes and does Bia with the second minor co-wife. Or his brother, who's also another Yavim, goes and does Yibim with the second one. So we continue on to Amid Beis. So the Mishnah says, so the Bia with the second co-wife, that they're both minors, does not invalidate the Yibim that was done with the first one. And the reason is because they're both equal Bias. And that is, as we explained before, Maman of Shach. If the kinyan of a ketana is a full-fledged kinyan, that means the first one was a kinyan, so then she's his wife. And therefore, the second one that he's doing bia with, the yavam, is a bia of his nus. And if they're not acquired as wives, so then they're totally unrelated, and therefore they were never married to the brother. And therefore, the first one that he did bia with, he can remain married to her because the second one does not invalidate because they're unrelated. They were never his brother's wives. And however, but the second one, he's not allowed to go ahead and stay married to because maybe they were acquired by the brother that died without any children. And therefore, once he did be with the first one, so that makes the second one forbidden because of Shnei Batim. Once you do Yibim with one, you can't do Yibim with the second one. Mishnah says, V'chein Beis Charasha, same thing is when he was married to two deaf mutes, which again, they're the same deficient type of a marriage. So either way, whatever it is, you did it with the first one, so then the second one that you're doing Bia with will not invalidate the first one. However, Ketana v'chareshes, if he was married to a minor and a deaf mute, and Boyav Malaketana, as we had mentioned this Mishnah previously, that if he did Yibam with the Ketana, b'chayza ba'al chareshes, then he did Bia with the chareshes, or Yishab ba'ocha ba'al chareshes, or his brother did Bia with the chareshes, well then pasul as a Ketana. That will invalidate the Yibam that he did with the Ketana. Now again, as we explained, that although Maman of Shach, actually the Ketana should be permitted to him, because since she's the first, if she's a Kenyan, so then she's a full-fledged Kenyan, so the Chareshes doesn't have any impact. And if she's not a Kenyan, so then she's like totally non-related woman who you can marry anyway. But that's, as we explained, that's because of a Gezeira, as the Gemara will explain, because maybe it's going to be the other way around, and he'll do Bia first with the Chareshes and then with the Ketana, as we had mentioned on Amud Aleph, so that's going to be a problem, because the Chareshes is a Kenuya Mishayeres, which thus the later Bia of the Ketana could take effect, which will invalidate, and therefore we say that even when the Ketana was first, it makes the Ketana that had done Bia with first possible. But Bayav Mal Chareshes, let's say he first did Yibam with the Chareshes, the Chazav Al Ketana, and then he did with the Ketana, or Yishab Ochav Al Ketana, or his brother did Bia with the Ketana. So then again, there also it's possible as Chareshes, where here this is the primary halacha, where that will invalidate the Chareshes, because maybe the Ketana who's second was a full-fledged Kenyan, and the Kenyan of the Chareshes is only Mishayeres, is only remnant, it's not a full-fledged Kenyan, thus allowing the later B of the Ketana to take effect, which again, you can't, it's like doing Maimer to two Yavamas, you can't build two, and therefore you have to go ahead and remove both of them. Then the Mishnah continues, let's say Pekachas v'Chareshes, let's say a man was married to a fully competent woman and a deaf-mute, so Bo Yavmal Pekachas, if the Yavam first did Bia with the Pekachas, v'Chazav al-Chareshes, then he went and did Bia with the Chareshes, or his brother, the other Yavim, went and did Bia with the deaf mute. So like Pasas Pekachas, that's not going to validate Pekachas, because once you do Yibam with a full-fledged, competent woman, so that totally exempts the Yibam and the Zika of all the other Yavamis, and therefore doing Bia with her is just like an act of snus. It doesn't go ahead and validate in the halachas of Yibam. But if Yavim al-Chareshes, but if the Yavim first did Bia with the deaf mute, v'chazav al-Pekachas, then they went and did Yibam with the Pekachas, or his brother did Yibam with the Pekachas, well then Pasas Chareshes, that will invalidate the Chareshes, because again, the Chareshes is not a full-fledged marriage to the previous Hadrim. It makes it a less effective Zika, it's only a partial, and therefore the full-fledged Zika of the Pekachas could still take effect, and thus again making a problem because you can't do Yibam to both, and therefore that invalidates the first Yibam that was done with the Chareshes. Similarly, Gedoyla Ketana, when you have an adult and a minor, which is again similar to when you have Pekachas Chareshes, but Yav Mala Gedoyla, if he first did Yibam with the Gedoyla, v'chazav al Ketana, and the second one was the Ketana, or Yishab Ochav al Ketana, or his brother did with the Ketana, like Pasalas Gedoyla, that does not invalidate the Gedoyla, because the Gedoyla is a full-fledged Yibam, and you took care of, there's no more Zikis with anybody else. But Yav Mala Ketana, if the Yavim first did Yibam with the Ketana, then the v'chazav al Gedoyla, then he went and did Yibam with the Gedoyla, or his brother did Yibam with the Gedoyla, well then Pasal Seketana, again as we said, that because maybe the Ketana was not a Kenyan at all, thus leaving open the stage for anybody else to come, and then you go ahead and do Yibam with the Gedoyla, therefore obviously you're going to be invalid with the Ketana once there's a legitimate Yibam with the later Gedoyla. Now Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says actually regarding this case, Melamdin HaKetana Shetemoin, but what we do is we teach the minor to go ahead and do mean. In other words, because we're not sure. Definitely the later Gedoyla could invalidate the Ketana because maybe she's not a Kenyan at all. So therefore the Gedoyla can take effect. But maybe the Ketana who was the first one was a full-fledged Kenyan, and thus her Yibam was a Yibam. But therefore then you're not going to be able to go ahead and stay married with the later Gedoyla either. So Rabbi Lazar says what you do is you teach the minor who first had Yibam to do mean, which will uproot her marriage. And then he'll be able to go ahead and retain the later Yibam that he's doing with the Gedoyla, because the minor was like never married, and thus the Yibam that you did was halachically as if you didn't do anything. Now, Amar Rabbi Huda Mishmol, halachic Rabbi Laza, halachic is like Rabbi Laza, that's what we do. Because if we don't teach you to do mean, you're going to be forbidden in both. We teach you to do mean, and then you could fulfill your halacha of Yibam with the subsequent Gedoyla. That's Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, who is not Meira. He says, Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar, Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar of the Mishnah, who that's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Now the Gemara says, V'tzricha. We needed Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas to say in the previous Mishnah, the Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, where the Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, and over here in our Mishnah to say Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, where essentially they're both the same thing. They're both saying that we teach the Ketana to do mean. As the Gemara explains, the e itmar b'hokamais, if we said it regarding the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tesamid Aleph, which was speaking about when you have two sisters, when two brothers are married to two sisters, one brother is married to a minor, the brother who is married to the adult dies without any children, the gedolah falls for yibum, which is a biblical zika, the marriage is only rabbinic. So there, Rabbi Elazar says that, okay, so you teach the minor wife to do min, thus allowing this man to do yibum to his biblically mandated zika of his brother's wife, the gedolah. Now, maybe only over there, b'hach kamar Shmuel halachak Rabbi Elazar, mishum d'loy kaim mitzvah yibum. Because if you don't do min with your wife, the minor, you're not going to be fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of yibum. So therefore, we teach the katana, that's his wife, to do min, so he could do yibum to the yavama. Avbaha, but in the case of our Mishnah, the kai mitzvah yibum, where he fulfilled the mitzvah of yibum with both of them, he was born the katana, then he's born the gedailah. Well, the neema, maybe we would not, Hashmul would not say halachas like Gablaza. Rather, we would say, tavayu lafke baget. So go ahead, now divorce both of them again. He said, you can't stay married to them because you're not sure if the katana's first one was a kinyan or not a kinyan, but either way, you did yibum with both, go ahead and remove them with a get. So maybe we wouldn't say do mean to allow to stay married to the gedailah. But v'yash min b'ha, had we only said in our Mishnah, where mishum de gedailah ram yikamei, where when the husband died without any children, there was a katana and a gedailah. Now, the gedailah is falling for yibum, a legitimate yibum for the yavam, and that's why we would say, okay, although you first did, you were born the katana, but do mean with the katana so that you can go ahead and do a legitimate mean, a legitimate yibum with the gedolah, who that's really, there's legitimate yibum here. It's just you first did with katana. That's not smart. Do mean so that the legitimate yibum, which was valid halachically 100%, you could be able to do. Aval idach, but regarding the previous mission of Kavtas, by the case of the sisters, where the adult yavama is, at least on rabbinic level, because he's married to the minor, then loy, maybe we wouldn't say that to teach her to do mean, because she's not really falling for him, at least rabbinically. We don't want to teach the katana to do mean so you can do yibum with the gedolah, because she's not really falling for him. Although biblically there is, but rabbinically she's achayis ishtoi. So maybe there we would not say that we teach the katana to do mean. Tzricha, that's what we needed both here and there to teach the halacha is, according to Rabbi Elazar, the malamdin as a katana, lemoin, in both cases, whether it's that it's falling now legitimately or whether because or else you won't fulfill the mitzvah of yibum at all. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again continuing on the same theme regarding the halachas of yibum as they apply when we're talking with minors. So the Mishnah says, Yavam kat and shabal yavama katana. If there's a woman that's a yavama, that's a minor, and the brother, the yavam, is a minor too, and he does bia, so yigdulu zemze, so they grow up one with the other. But what that means is that if he wants to divorce her, he can't divorce her until he becomes an adult, because although that he's doing be with her, but the get of a minor is not a get. So they grow together till they become adults. Bal yavama gedailo, but if a minor did be with the yavama that's an adult, tigad lano, she grows him, and that's because again he can't divorce her because he's a katan. But again, she stays with him until he becomes an adult. Mishnah continues, Hayavama Sha'amra. If a Yavama says, B'teich Shleishim Yom, within 30 days of when the Yavam went and did Yibum with her, if she says, you know what, actually, Loi Nevalti, the Yavam, although he brought me into his house, he said to everyone, okay, I'll do Yibum with her, he never did be with me to do Yibum. Now, moreover, as the Gemara will explain, it's talking about that he gave her a get. She's holding a get. Now, he says, I did be with you. You were married to me thus, and therefore it's enough for me to give you a get, and you can go ahead and leave. But she says, no, he never did be with me. Now he's giving me a get, but a get doesn't work in the halachas of when there's still zika, because he didn't do chalitz and he didn't do yibum either because he didn't do bia. So the halacha is kayv enoisei shayachetz la. So we force him to do chalitz, and the reason is because she's believed, as Gemara will explain, up until 30 days, a person could hold himself back from having bia, having cohabitation with a woman that's permitted to him. So if she's saying within 30 days that he didn't do bia with me, she's believed, and therefore we force him to go ahead and give chalitza because he's saying that he's sending her away, but it gets not enough, he has to do chalitza. Now, however, if it's after 30 days already that he brought her into our house, and she says he never did bia with me, and he says, no, I did bia with you, so he's believed, because a person can't control himself more than 30 days. Now, However, she's not permitted to marry anyone else yet, just with that get, because that's a halacha that's called Shavya Navshe Chaticha Disur, which means that a person is believed halachically to make something prohibited to themselves. And she's saying he never did bia. So thus a get that she's getting is not enough. It's like a yavam giving a get to yavama. So she needs chalitza for her own halachas. So then the Mishnah says, Mevakshin him in the Shiachzullah. So we request from him to do chalitza, but we can't force him because ultimately, halachically, we view it as if he did bia because it's after 30 days. But she needs, so we ask. Now, however, ubizman shehu moida, but if it's a time that he agrees that he never did bia, well, then, even if it's after 12 months that he already took her into the house, then again, we force him to do chalitza because he admits he didn't do it, and therefore, since he's trying to send her away, she could only go halachically away with chalitza. Now, the Mishnah continues, HaNederes HaNoah MiYavamba B'chayi Bailam. If, let's say, a woman is married to her husband, and as she's married to her husband, she says, I forbid myself to have any pleasure from my brother-in-law. Now, as Rashi explains, her intention wasn't to exempt herself from Yibum after her husband dies without any children. She didn't expect her husband necessarily even to die. It's just that they got in a fight. She got in a fight with her brother-in-law and says, I don't have anything to do with him ever again. And now her husband dies without any children. She falls for Yibum to that man. So the Mishnah says it's a case of an oinus, which she didn't do it on purpose. And therefore, since obviously they can't consummate the relationship because she can't have anos bia from him, so we force him to do chalitza to her because that's the only way out of this situation of the Zika. But la'achra mises baila, if after her husband died and she knows she's being stuck with this man who can forcibly do yibum, she says, I forbid myself from having any hanof from this man. Well, then we can't force him to do chalitza. He's saying, no, I'm ready to do bia. It's her fault that she made a neder. So only mevakshin and shayachzla. So we request from him to do chalitza because she's stuck. She can't go ahead and have bia. But he's saying, well, I don't want to go ahead and do chalitza. So we request from him to do chalitza because ultimately he can't do bia. Now, however, the Mishnah says vim niskam lekach. If she had this premeditated, she intended this to be, then even if she made this neder when her husband was alive, let's say she thought, oh my, if my husband never dies, I'm going to be stuck with this brother-in-law. So she made a neder, I'm forbidding any pleasure from him. Then we could only request from him to chalitza again because that's her fault. She did it, and therefore we can't force him. And he's saying, no, that's her fault. So we could request, but we can't force him to do chalitza. Now the Mishnah says, Lema masnit in the liquor meir. The beginning of our Mishnah, it seems, is not liquor meir. Because the time you learn the Braisa, kot nukatana, when we're talking about either a minor, male or female, the halacha is loichotzim lemesyab and divrei meir. Meir says that they can't do chalitza or yibam. And the reason is because Remeir is what's called chayish lemi'uta. He's concerned for even just a small, slim chance. Now, a minor, we don't know. He's not that age yet. He might be a stress. He might not be able to produce semen viable of creating a child. The katana might be an islander. She might not be capable of conceiving a child, which thus makes them not b'nei yibum. And if that's the case of not b'nei yibum, it comes out that you're entering an erva of Eish HaSach, because it's only permitted if you could create a child. So Ramey says you can never do yibum chalitza with a katana katana because maybe they're not b'nei yibum. Maybe he's a stress. Maybe she's an islander. Now, that seems to be not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that a Yavam Katan that's born a Yavam Katanum, so they can go ahead and stay married together. He can't divorce her because a get of a Katan is nothing, but it's valid. But according to Remeir, it's not valid. So I think Mishnah says, no, I felt him Remeir, you could even say it's like Remeir. Why? Kiyam Remeir, when did Remeir say that it's a problem of doing Yibum Chalitza when they're minors? That's only if it's a Gedoyl LeKatan or a Katan LeGadol. If you have an adult woman, the Yavam is adult, but the Yavam is a minor. Or the Yavam is a minor and the Yavam is an adult. That for one of them, this is going to be a biblical violation of an erva of Eish HaSach. Because if, let's say, you have the minor as a Yavam and the Yavam is an adult, the adult woman is a Bas Einshin. She's not going to go ahead and do a prohibited Isser. Now, as Remei is concerned, if the minor is a Sris, so she's doing bia with her brother's, with her husband's brother, shalei b'makom mitzvah, and same thing in the other way around. If he's a gadol and she's a katana, if it turns out she's an islandess, so she's an erva of Eish HaSach, of his brother's wife. So that's a problem. Aval katan habala katana, but the case of our Mishnah, when they're both minors, now even if they're not b'nei yibum, for example, let's say it turns out he's a sris and she's an islandess, the tavay ki adadin anywhere, but if they're both the same thing, there's no iser. Because as the Gemara explains elsewhere, there's halacha that if a miner is eating nevela, something not kosher, it's not incumbent upon Bezdin to separate them. We can let them violate an iser if they're doing it on their own. So therefore, haroso loy omar. Their emir didn't say that that's a problem, because they're not b'nei Einshin. Even if it turns out that it is as his concern is, that she's a ioness and he's a sris, it's okay. They can violate Israel. We don't have to stop them. And therefore, katan shabbal katana, he would agree, yigdalu zemzeh. Now that the Gemara asked, but v'katana, but we learned in our mission that said, the second case, said, b'al yavam agadol, if the minor yavam does bia with the yavam that's an adult, so tegadlana, so they grow old together, and that is, she can stay married to him, but why? She's an adult. He's a minor. He might be a sris. Then it might be her husband's brother, shaloi b'maka mitzvah. So Amr b'chanin nechazoi says, no, that's not a question. It could still be like her mayor, because ba shani. The Mishnah said that if he's baal, yavam agadol, meaning he already did it, so okay, fine. So then they can remain married, because although there's a chashash, but once it's done, you could stay. But initially, yes, Rimei would hold that it's forbidden because maybe he's a sris. But that the Gemara asks, now, how can you say that? But what tegad lenu kamar, the Mishnah says, so, okay, you already did it, but what does that mean? Now you could remain married. But how can you say that? Techol biu, biu di suruhu, that makes every act of cohabitation that she's having with him, up until he becomes an adult, tegad lenu means that they could grow together. But how can you do that? If you say, okay, it was already done, and then you wait till he becomes a gadol, and then you notice if he's a sris or not, fine. But here you're saying to Gadlana, which sounds like you could continue doing acts of Bia. How can you do that? He might be a Sris, and it's going to be Shalai B'Moka Mitzah, an Isser Erva. So the Gemara says, you're right, Al Machvarta Masnit and Lekre Meir. Rather, it's clear our Mishnah cannot be Lekre Meir, because according to Meir, you wouldn't say the sad type of term of Tegadlana, because it might be an Erva, which remains concerned for the slim chance that the Yavam, who's a minor, might be a Sris. But now the Gemara asks, even not according to Meir, Kri Khan, the problem with this halacha is, the Pasuk says regarding the halacha of Yibam, it's lahakim la'achim shem, that it's to establish for his brother, the Dawdani children, a name by fathering children from his widow. But v'hai lav bar hachihi, who the minor, can't do that. He can't father children yet. He's still too young. As that's why we don't know if he's a sris. So therefore, how could he go ahead and do Yibam? So Mabaya, my Christ says, no, Yivam yavayla. The Pasuk says that her Yavam will do bia with her. Which sounds like Kaldu, who, as Taisa explains, it doesn't say Achi Hamesi of Allah, it doesn't say the brother of the Mes, meaning that to fulfill the brother. It's any Yavam, which means that even if he's a minor, that will, as long as he's someone that's able to have children, even now that he's a minor, it's considered Yavam Yavay Allah. Rav Amar, he says a different answer. He says, Balav Achi Nami Le Mitzis Amar. He says, even without this pasuk, you just logically can't say that a minor would be forbidden to do Yibam with the Yavama. Because Mika Midi, is there anything in the Hashta Sirile that now, in this point in time when he's a minor, would be forbidden? Will the Basa Shaita at a later point in time when he becomes an adult, Shaya would be permitted? You can't say that. In other words, because Vama Rabbi Yehudama Rav, he says, Kol Yavama Shein and the Kari Bishas Nefila, Yavama Yavala, any Yavama, where at the moment of death of her husband, that if it's not applicable for her, that the Yavam should be able to do be with her, so she's like a brother's wife that has children, which obviously that's forbidden because Yibam is only when there's no children, and it's forbidden forever. And it doesn't help that at a later point in time she becomes permitted. So if you said that a cotton is forbidden, so then you would never be able to do it even when it becomes an adult, because it's considered that you didn't have Bishas Nafila, had through Yibam, which is forbidden forever. And therefore, obviously, for the fact that you could do Yibam at a later point in time, that he's actually even permitted even now. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Ve'machanami. Maybe say exactly like you just said. Maybe, as the question is being posed, since it says lahakim lachiv sheim, you have to be able to father children and the minor cannot. So since he can't do it now, so you're right, maybe he can't do it even when he becomes an adult because you didn't have b'shas nefila, yavama yavala, and therefore it's forbidden forever. Who said that when he becomes an adult, he could do yibam? And I think when it says, no, omakra, the Pasuk says, ki yeshu achim yachtav. The Pasuk says that when the brothers dwell together, which that infers afilu ben yemecher. Anyone that's alive at the time that the brother died is considered dwelling together. He can do yibum, which means that even if it's a day old. If it's a day old, so then even if you're going to say that when is that day old yavam allowed to do yibum when he becomes an adult, but that's as Rava had proved, that once you say that he can do it at any point in time, must be he has to be able to do it even now at the time of death, even when he's a katan, because Or else you would say that if at the time of the fila you can't say Yavama Yavalau, it would be forbidden forever, and therefore it must be that although it says Lahakim Lachav Shame, that again qualifies what type of a person, but even a katan is eligible of going ahead and doing Gibim. Now the Mishnah continued saying Yavama Sha'amr B'teich Shleishim Yayim Mechulu, regarding if a Yavama comes within 30 days and says, I know my Yavam, so to speak, gave me a get, but that doesn't permit me to marry other people because he never did be with me. And thus, the Zika bond is still here. It didn't do Chalitza and didn't do Yibum. So on that, the Mishnah said that we believe her and we force him to give her Chalitza because she's believed to say that he never went and consummated the relationship. As we see, he's trying to divorce her with a get. So we force him to give Chalitza. Now that the Gemara asks, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? That up until 30 days, a person could hold himself back. Although he has an available woman over here, he's not doing B with her, as we see that we believe her, that he didn't go ahead and did B. Although after 30 days, we don't believe her. But up until 30 days, a person could control himself. So I'm Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Remeir, it's like, seems to be going like Remeir. To sound like Linda Brysa, Tainus Besulim. Regarding a man that marries a woman, who there's different types of ksubis. You have to give more in the ksuba, which is in the dowry, for a woman that's a basula, that's a virgin, more than the woman that's a ba'ula. Now, if a man gets married and then he finds out that she's not a basula, so he says she doesn't deserve the ksuba that was promised because I did be and I found that she was not a basula. So that the Bryce says this taina of saying claiming that she wasn't, that there was no basulim, is called Shleishim Yom, is for the first 30 days after marriage, where he could say, look, I didn't do B up until now. And now, although it's day 25, he comes the next day into Bezna, he says, there was no Besulim over there. That's Dibri Meir. Rabbi Yisrael, he says, no. He says, Nistra, if they were just secluded, La'alter, only immediately he could go ahead and make that claim. But if he makes the claim at a later point in time, he's not believed, because definitely, from the first moment he went and did Bia, and he obviously did find Besulim, but he was quiet. And now he just got upset at her and he says, I want to get rid of her, but I don't want to pay her big suma. So I'll make up a claim that she was never a basula and we just had B the first time last night. Loi nister, if they were never secluded, fine, then Rabbi Yisrael says, af lach kamashon, even after many years, if they were never secluded, so then the first time he can go ahead and claim that she didn't have basulim. So, however, it seems like our Mishnah is like Reb Meir because he's the one that says up until 30 days, even if they were secluded, not like Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbah, he says, no, fill a tame of Rabbi Yisi. You can say our Mishnah is even like Rabbi Yisi, because Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yisi hasam. Over there, Rabbi Yisi said over there that the moment you're secluded, that's it. Immediately you can make the claim, but any later point in time you cannot. Can't do it within 30 days. That's Elabara Sasai. That's what my dad, a woman that he was engaged to. Then they were secluded. Secluded, you definitely did Bia. And if you don't claim right away, obviously that you did find Besulim. Now, the reason why is because the Gispa, he's very close to the woman that he's engaged to. They courted, they dated, they're getting married. So that's why you wouldn't not have had Bia on the first time. Aval Eshes Achiv, but regarding our Mishnah, which is talking about a case of Yibum, which is his brother's wife, it's his sister-in-law. So we continue on top of Kofi Beis Ibn Aleph, where Mivzaz buzzes Mina, where he's embarrassed of her. This is his sister-in-law now. He was always married to his brother. Now he's going ahead and doing Yibum and doing Bia with her. There, even Rabbi Yisi would agree, up until 30 days, could be, he's uncomfortable, and he didn't have B yet, and therefore it's not necessarily like a mayor, it could even be like Rabbi Yisi, that we would believe her, that he didn't do B with her, up until 30 days.